It's a secret crush on Brock Purdy. It's Mal, the sports gal, on Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the Morning on Star 102.5.
So, Mal, back in your home studio, are you?
I am. I'm in the Ford Escape in my driveway.
And why are you in the car today?
We had a meeting at the school, and then I flew home. Shout out to Northcote Commons, by the way. I flew home to go in the house, and my little Boston Terrier puppy won't quit barking, so I came back out to the car, and I'm like, you know what? I can't pace around, which I like to do, but that's okay.
Okay, all right. All right, let's get to this week.
It's time for Mal, the Sports Gal's Top 3.
All right, and this week, our category is Top 3 Celebs Mal Would Love to Have a Beer With.
Number 3, I decided to go with a sports figure, because I love sports, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And at first, I've always wanted to, you know, Niall Kinnick always sounds like somebody, you know, obviously he's gone, but he would be cool to find out. He's so smart, and he was way ahead of his time as far as his forward thinker, you know. Then I was going, well, I love Anthony Rizzo, he's my favorite baseball player. I'm like, you know, okay, maybe, but I'm gonna go with my other favorite baseball player of all time, and that's Nolan Ryan.
Nolan Ryan.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not kind of crazy. The guy, you know, beat the hell out of Robin Ventura. He got hit with the line drive from Bo Jackson and finished the game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With the open leg. Just a tough, gritty guy I love Nolan Ryan. So
did he
I would
play
love
first
to sit down
base?
And chat with him.
He was a pitcher.
Mm-hmm. He was a pitcher.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Close there, Scoop.
Yeah. All right, Nolan Ryan, number 2 on the list then.
Okay, so number 2, I was like, you know, I'm going like an actor or somebody, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been a huge John Travolta fan. I love Urban Cowboys, my favorite movie of all time. I just love John Travolta. And I'm like, it's no-brainer, right? I'm like, well, wait, that Scientology thing's kind of a turnoff. I don't know if I want to hear about that either. And I don't want to get my mind erased or something sitting with him. So I'm going with the star in my favorite comedy of all time, which is King of Queens. I love Kevin James. I would love to sit down and just laugh it up. More like Doug Heffernan, Kevin James.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I love Kevin. He's hilarious. It's like, if I was a dude, I know I'd be Doug Heffernan.
Okay.
I just know I would be, because I think I might be a little bit, but...
All right.
Okay, okay. Very good.
And also, his TV wife got out of Scientology, so that's okay.
Right.
She'd have lots to talk about.
All right. Let's get to our first football game to talk about. We'll get your number one celeb you want to have beer with at the beginning of segment 2, but Iowa State got back to winning last week, a big win, and now it's Baylor.
Well, this is an interesting game. It's in Texas. The Cyclones did exactly what I thought they would do, and I'm glad that they were able to get out and just pound UNLV last week. It was something they had to do. And Baylor is 3-0, but they're not rated because they really haven't played anybody. This is a tough one. Both teams, when you dig deep, both of these teams are very similar. Purdy has like a 71% pass completion percentage, which is awesome. Their quarterback, Bohannon, has 73%. Both teams have really good defenses. Cyclones have only given up like 13 points per game, and Baylor's 11. Baylor does have the best rushing offense in the Big 12. It's one of those games. It's going to be a really, really good game. And Iowa State has been favored. It's been bouncing back and forth between like 6.5, 7.5. I told you how I kind of do these things like in a tic-tac-toe way. So I'm lining up and I'm comparing. I hate to do this, but I'm going to call for the upset on this one. I think that Baylor's offense is just enough to put them over the edge. And I'm taking Baylor in this one, 30-24 over the Cyclones.
Wow.
Okay.
You surprised me with that
one. Sit tight. 2:35 is a slow go anyway. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt will be right back with more fun, including...
Well, surprised by that Iowa State game picked, but not as surprised as I was by her top celeb to have a beer with. You'll hear that, plus the Hawkeye pick in 10 minutes.
Follow Mal the Sports Gal on Facebook and Twitter @MalSportsGal, and hear her on demand at star1025.com.